Page 197. Anderson Cooper confronts a dark history.
One of the most commonly used documents in our research, the federal census, revealed something that we've never seen in all our years of ancestry investigation. And it shocked us. Boykin was murdered by a rebellious slave.
Wow.
Your ancestor was beaten to death with a farm hoe.
Oh my God. That's amazing. This is incredible. I'm blown away.
You think he deserved it?
Yeah.
You do?
I have no doubt.
It's a horrible way to die, Anderson.
He had 12 slaves. I don't feel bad for him.
Okay.
Honestly, part of me thinks that's awesome.
But it is your blood ancestor.
So I don't want to offend other relatives of mine. I feel bad for the man who killed him, and I feel bad for the 11 other unnamed people who God only knows what happened to them.
The avenging slave who killed Anderson's fourth great-grandfather was hanged without a trial. Retribution for his bold act of rebellion.
So you can see the slaves did rebel, but they rebelled in small ways. Devastating personal consequences.
Yeah. I wish I knew more. I wish I knew the name of the slave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think about how many people's names history just never remembers, mm-hmm. and people whose stories are never told.
Absolutely.
It's shameful, and I feel just a sense of shame over it. And at the same time, it's the history of this country.
Copyright PBS.